Hello and welcome back to the Weirdly Obsessed podcast with your hosts Mandy Martino and Lisa Wallen.
Yay! Today's episode we talk about dating apps and the obsession with dating apps and how dating apps have affected people's relationships and dating life and how they've affected my relationships and dating life. It's a wild episode.
It's pretty fun. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please share with a friend. We're trying to grow this baby. Like and subscribe and check out our Patreon. We have something up there. So woohoo! And thank you guys so much for all the Patreon members and enjoy the episode.
See, I don't mind dating short guys. I just want to date liars. I've dated a lot.
You should put that on your dating app profile.
I know. I did have it on mine in Seattle.
Really? Like you said something like that?
I said no liars and no cops. And that.
Oh my God.
I was very vocal about the no cops. And I had people match me just to tell me that they hate me. And I was like, yeah, you. I was like, why? Because you're short or because you've killed somebody? I want to know. No, and I've had guys, I can tell they're liars because I go on dates with them and they'll be like, you're not 5'10", you're like 6 feet tall. I'm like, no, buddy, you've just been lying to yourself your whole life because I am 5'10". I got measured last year.
Yeah, why would I lie?
Yeah, why would women don't lie about their heights. We don't need to. Some women lie about being shorter, though.
I do. Oh, really? Yeah. Like the opposite?
Yeah. I watched this YouTube video because men feel emasculated by women that are taller.
How does that make you feel?
I'm pretty powerful now. They all think I'm just going to peg them on the first date. What? Hey, buddy. How's that beer? You want to take a shot? Just immediately.
Oh, man. Cheers.
Cheers. What flavor did you get?
I got cherry slush. It was open from earlier, so I wanted to finish it.
Your nails are so cute. Oh my God.
You like them? I've been insecure about them. I got them done yesterday.
Wait, why are you insecure? They're so cute. They look like building blocks.
Because someone said that they look like a circus tent, and now it's all I can see. Now I just feel like a fucking clown.
No, actually, I do like them. It also doesn't help that you have this on. The scrunchie makes you look like you have clown hands right now. What made you want to go with the bold colors?
Well, I usually do bold colors. I never do anything boring. But I usually do like one hand, one color and one the other.
When I go in, I get boring. Like I don't have anything on right now because I'm growing them out and I want to get them done before Seattle. But I always am scared to do different colors on each finger.
Well, you should be.
Well, mine's mainly because I already have colors on my hand.
See, that's the thing. You have your tattoos. You look cool. I am plain Jane. I need a little fun in my nails.
It's good flair. It's not circus tent. Okay. And even if it was, it's the scrunchie, really. It looks like you were...
We're not wearing that in this episode.
You should have on both hands, like clown hands.
And the funniest thing is yesterday when I was getting my nails done, my mom sent me a photo of me with the face paint being done by a clown. Just total coincidence.
It's just clown week for you.
Clown week.
Clown behavior week.
Oh,
today's
my God.
Episode's on clowns.
That would be a good one. You know, I know people are terrified of clowns, so people must be obsessed.
We also didn't say what podcast this is. We didn't do that yet.
You guys must be like dying.
You're trying to figure out the name of this podcast, which is the Weirdly Obsessed Podcast.
Welcome back.
There we go.
This isn't a sponsor, but we would like it to be. Alani, my new favorite energy drink.
I love it. I also have like this... I mean, I wear a lot of black, but if I'm not, I do love this color palette. It's my favorite.
It is a really good color palette. Mm-hmm.
The pastels. I'm really big on the pastels. I wore black exclusively my entire life. That's the whole reason why I got color tattoos is so I didn't have to wear colors.
Smart.
And now I'm like, well, now I just feel so skinny. Well, now I just wear black because it makes me look thin. That's all.
Oh,
I,
yeah. Oh,
yeah, I haven't. I've definitely worked out every day.
I've been this year. YouTubing how to get rid of cellulite because that's where I'm at in my life.
Welcome to your 30s, baby.
And everyone is like the black thing. They just keep saying like just go get a tan.
Yeah, let me just get skin cancer instead. That always helps. Mine is just tattoo the shit out of your legs.
I really should, but
just this part, nowhere else. Just the back of your thighs.
But I have it kind of everywhere, so I'm really gonna have to get like a lot of tats.
I've noticed that with age, though. Like, we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves, but like, I've always had really thin legs, and I hate it. Like, I have to work out my legs like 2 or 3 times a week to grow any muscle.
Really?
It's just the same thing when you see tall, buff guys always have skinny legs.
Yeah, they're little chicken legs.
Yeah, it's hard to gain muscle in your legs when you're tall.
That makes sense. It's so spread out. Yeah,
it's got a lot to travel. Like, when my bicep moves up like 10 inches just to get to the point it's supposed to be at. But now my legs are skinny with cellulite. And I'm like, that doesn't look right.
I know.
That's the worst cottage cheese ever.
I never thought about that. That it's hard for tall people to gain muscle, which is probably why short guys are always so jacked. Yeah. I thought it was because they're trying to make up for
the
shortness.
Have you ever seen a tall woman with a huge ass? Very rarely, without surgery or excessive working out.
That's true.
Yeah. My sister was blessed with a bubble butt, though, and I fucking hate her for it.
Is she also tall?
She is tall. She's my height, but she had kids, too, so her butt just got bigger. And I was like, oh, great. Maybe I should just have kids, then I'll just get rid of everything. Get rid of that my entire life, but I'll have a nice ass, so it's okay.
It's all give and take. I'm excited about this week's episode.
Yeah, but first I want to know how you've been.
Oh, okay. Well, besides the nails, oh my gosh, I feel so much since we've last seen each other.
I know, this bi-weekly is crazy. I feel like we're a different person every time. I'm a newborn baby every week.
We're reborn. I just got back from doing shows in Chicago. I love Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago.
Every time I go there, I'm like, in a different life, like, I would live here. If I could just, like, which anytime I'm in Chicago, it makes me, like, think of, like, those crazy thoughts of, like, if I just made this other decision, I would be there.
Did I ever tell you about the one time I've been to Chicago? What happened when I was there?
No.
One thing, I'm gonna burp. It's not coming out, and it hurts.
This burp is brought to you by Alani New.
It's like a sneeze, and it doesn't come out. My eyes just start watering. I'm like, come out, please. No, before I tell my story, how was the shows though?
Oh, they were great. We were at the Comedy Bar, which is one of my favorite. Like, I love going there. They just treat you really well, and it's just fun. And I got to work on some new jokes, which felt really good because they have like a big tourist audience. I don't know. It just feels like comfortable to work
on.
It's
a comedy city. Yeah. It's not like how LA is a comedy. LA is a Hollywood city.
Yeah.
Like, it's a comedy city, but it's mainly for celebrities. Yeah. Like, Chicago's like, they want stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. It's great. I love it. I've never done comedy there, though. Like, I know, and that's my dream because I know a lot of Chicago comics. The one time I did go there, though, was for my job a few years ago. And this is how I knew esports was going to run out of money, because we had a company party, and they're like, you can get a plus one. They just have to pay for their own flight and they can stay in your hotel. And I was like, no one wants to go to a company party. You know, it would be fun to be in Chicago, but you have to be at a company party all day. It sounds boring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you just ruined it.
Well, what I didn't realize is that the company party was held by the investment company that owns us. Mm-hmm. So they rented out the entire pier. They had free food trucks all day, like sushi, pizza, everything.
Damn.
All day. They had us all dress up in costumes. It was called the goats. So you had to dress up like someone who you consider a goat. I just dressed up like a panda because I was like, whatever. I don't have time to get a costume. That's the goat of bears. Whatever.
That's so random.
But then they had real goats at the company party.
What?
On your way into the giant room with the free food trucks and the free alcohol all day and arcades. And they had like pickleball and all the shit. But to top that off, they had fucking Bruno Mars perform.
Oh, my God.
In front of like 1,000 people. So we had a private Bruno Mars concert for like 2 hours.
That's insane.
I know. And I was like, why didn't I use my plus one? Every Holy person shit. At my job was like, none of us use our plus one. None of us. That's always.
Because you were like, I don't want to force someone to come to this.
Yeah, a free Bruno Mars concert.
Why
literally,
didn't they get like a warning? This is going to be awesome.
They didn't, because they wanted to make it be like, we're going to all fire you in 2 years because you ran out of money. But anyways, here's Bruno Mars for 2 hours. It was phenomenal. I was 10 feet away from him.
That is cool.
And he played everything. It was But the whole time, I could just see me and my coworkers being like, we didn't use our plus ones. We didn't use our plus ones. We could have had someone come with us the whole time. And it was dope. And we stayed in a super nice hotel. Then they took us to a White Sox game. Wow. And yeah, it was like, we got the Chicago experience.
I think we know why they ran out of money.
Yeah, and now I'm unemployed. So there you go. But it was worth it. It was worth having to lose my job 2 years later. But that was my Chicago experience. So it's like, yeah, Chicago's fucking dope. I didn't flick the bean there, but yeah, but we mentioned that last time. Yeah, did you do it this time?
No, I didn't. We didn't go that area.
Yeah,
we stayed downtown.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So no bean.
No bean flicking on this podcast episode.
Next time. What's with everything going out of business? What are I going to say about that?
Yeah, right.
Esports, JFL,
right?
99 Cent Store. What's next?
What's next? TikTok? No, I'm just kidding. That's Hollywood. There's a huge article out right now about Hollywood's dying.
Oh,
and it has been dying for years, ever since streaming services took over and companies started buying out other companies and owned by... Like, did you hear about the whole Looney Tunes movie controversy?
No.
Oh, my God. So they made, like, this awesome Looney Tunes movie. I forgot who was in it. I think it was...
Bugs Bunny?
I'm crying. Anyway, I'm talking about like the actors who were in it. It was like SNL old SNL actors.
Okay.
Not Will Arnett. Who is the other one? Will Forte was in it. There was a whole bunch in it. And it's been shelved for years because Warner Brothers thinks that they can save more money by not releasing the movie and just having a tax write-off. So they made this incredible, highly anticipated live-action Looney Tunes film, and they're just shelving it.
That's
for life.
Crazy.
Because they could save $30 million on taxes off of it. And now they're trying to find out that there's all these movies that they've made that they're just essentially like, we're not going to release them because it's not worth it to us. So it's like, oh, okay. So instead of sharing something that wouldn't that be fucking hilarious to watch? Like,
I would love to watch that.
Like, one of my favorite films is Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Because I love the animation and the real life stuff. And there's like just not enough of that.
Yeah, that never happens.
Like, I think Space Jam 2 was the last time. And like Ted, but yeah. But
it's just one.
Yeah, it's just one. And they're not like iconic characters. Mm. That was literally just... Seth MacFarlane as a bear. Like, that was just Brian from Family Guy. That's literally all it was. Even though he's very talented, it's like, buddy, you need more than just this.
That's the voice. Close your eyes.
But yeah, besides like Space Jam, I guess, there really hasn't been a lot.
Yeah, I can't think
of
any.
So everyone was waiting for this, and now they're just shelving it.
That should be, I feel like if companies keep doing that, they're going to make it illegal.
I think we're just going to burn down the government.
I thought you were going to burp after saying that, which would have been badass.
I was saying, is this going to get banned off YouTube?
No, because we love YouTube. We love YouTube.
We love the government. Anyways.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's fun. And then everything else, it's like the world's on fire. Half the people don't have jobs. You know, a lot of people we know don't have jobs. It's hard to get paid for comedy and for the things that you love doing. I can't get people to fucking message me back on a dating app, which is a good transition into today's topic, which is
dating apps. Dun, dun, dun.
The obsession with dating apps and just relationship stuff and romance in general, which we all realize has died. If you didn't get in a relationship right after pandemic, newsflash, you're never going to get in one. Okay.
Oh, no.
Until you find someone like, you know, Jenny Zagrino.
Yeah.
She has a great bit about how being single in your 30s is great because after the pandemic, you got all the divorced men who were in their 40s now in their 30s because it really sped things up. I'm waiting for that to happen. I'm slowly waiting for people to just keep getting divorced. So I'm like, aw, do you need me to like get a drink with you and like make you feel better? And then you go out to drinks with those divorced men. I'm like, you are too much right now.
Would you date a divorced guy if he had kids?
Yes. I would date anything at this point. Remember when you had standards? That's crazy. I don't have that anymore. I don't have any standards now. I have dated guys with kids, which is like totally fine. And I think it's better when their kids are grown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when I was younger, it was like, I don't want to date a guy who has kids that are older because it makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, I don't want to date a guy with babies.
Yeah, give me a friend.
Yeah, right? Either that, but like, I don't want like fresh baby mama drama. I don't want to shame. And also, I can't not swear around children. Like, I don't want to like dump you and then your kid's saying fuck all the time because of me. Like, I don't want to ruin that kid's life.
You're like, great, he'll always think of me now. And my baby says cunt.
Also, yeah, exactly. And he says it just like that because kids are like cunt. But also, like, because I play video games and shit, it's like, I don't want to ruin your kid by like giving them a Nintendo Switch and then they don't do their homework for 10 years and they're like, that one girl I dated when you were young, she really ruined your life.
It's a lot of pressure.
I would date most things at this point. Like, you just have to show up at my house and just be like, want to go on a date? Like, sure. Don't do that, actually. You know what, let's not do any of that.
Don't do that. I do think though, like, I wonder how men feel with lowering their standards. I think another way of wording it, which is like lying to ourselves, which is this exact same thing. I feel like as women, we justify men, or we're so easily like happy, like, okay, he's ugly, but he's funny. Okay, he's fat, but he
must
has a
be
beard.
Nice to be a man.
That's what I'm saying.
What if you're hot and funny as a woman? Like, nah, it's too much. Yeah. She can't be funnier than me.
Like, a catch as a woman is a not catch to a man. I feel like it's very different.
That's why I don't put any comedy stuff in my dating apps bios at all. Nothing.
What date number do you tell them? Do you tell them on the first date in person?
I kind of have to, because it'd be like, what do you do for work? I'd be like, well, this is what I do for barely any money. Well, no, it's just like, men in comedy and women in comedy, I shouldn't say that. I should say men on dating apps are much different than women on dating apps, because we naturally want to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the minute you find my Instagram, you know everything about me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hide. I mean, obviously I hide dating stuff and like more personal things to like my close friends, but like, you see my streams live, you can see how I'm doing that day by just going on Twitch and seeing me live being like, this game makes me feel stupid, I'm on my period. And they'd be like, she's a mess, don't want to date her. Or you can go on my Instagram, you can see my entire history of everything I've done. And like, I just don't want that out there. Like, mm-hmm. I want a little bit of a mystery to me. And B, I don't want someone to find out everything about me before I go on a date with them.
Yeah.
But men are very much like, look at everything about me. I am on a stage with a mic and I say jokes and people love them. But yes, I don't do that. And so when I do match with somebody and then they'd be like, what's your Instagram? I'd be like, I've once done the line from The Jerk that Steve Martin says. I'm like, I'll tell you on our first date, it'll give us something to talk about.
Oh, that's good.
And then they'll be like, she's a catfish.
Ooh, what do you think are the biggest red flags on a man's dating app?
Oh my God, so many. A, conservative. B, want children. C, those aren't the want children stuff is not a red flag to me. I used to be like, if you say you want children on a dating app, I'm like, that's a little aggressive. Like,
yeah, talk about that in person.
Yeah. But now I'm like, okay, people are trying to find partners now. Like, we're in our mid-30s. Like, not everyone's just wanting, like, a free plate of spaghetti, you know? Like, people are trying to find their wives.
Yeah, it's a little different.
I think my big red flags is when they don't have a clear photo of themselves, because so many men love to just have pictures of them with headphones and, like, sunglasses on, or pictures of them in the distance, or pictures of them with their friends. I'm like, I get it. I love to see that you're adventurous, but, like, you're not telling me anything about this, right? Also, why did we choose the drink?
Yeah, Alani.
Shout out to our sponsors for making us burp. Anyways, no, it's also when they're like, I need a woman who's very active, which is like, I think in my head, I'm like, yes, I want to date someone who takes care of themselves physically and eats well. But what men are usually saying is that you have to be in perfect shape.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant by active.
Yeah. See,
I thought you meant sexually.
I'm glad we did. No, sexually. I need a girl who's a fucking slut. Well, you're on field. You don't go on this app. No, I think it's weird because I've seen how dating app stuff has changed over time because I've been single for so long. I've been single for 7 years, and things were wildly different before the pandemic, because before the pandemic I was only using it when I was traveling, And people were very much more like sweet and stuff. Just like, hey, just looking for someone to hang out with. Just looking for a fun time. Mm-hmm. People are way more like aggressive about messaging you. They'd be like, hey, you look cool. Like, hey, you look dope. Like, we should go out sometime. Like, great. It was so much easier to get a date before the pandemic. And I say the pandemic because after that, everyone got weird.
What do they say?
Now it's like they just want to have these full on conversations that you never go anywhere with it. And I asked one of my guy friends about it and he said, because men just want the attention from women on dating apps. They don't even actually want to go out with them.
Oh, weird.
Which I think is a lie because I have so many guys that will probably reply to this video being like, I always try to mask people out and they never want to go out with me and blah, blah, blah. And it's honestly just like trying to find the person you messed with. My dating apps were so aggressive where my first thing said, just ask me out. It just said that. The next one was like, this is the things I like. We should talk about them in person. Like, I was very much like, if someone matched me and said, hey, you look cool. I'm like, you look cool too. Want to go out? And I was left on red so many times, which made me feel insecure. And then I talked to people mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, no. Just some people just are very weird about dating apps now. Yeah, I'm like, then why are you on them?
I don't know.
Tell me, Mandy, why are they on?
I don't know.
I ended up deleting them for the 17th time.
How does it feel? How do you feel?
I mean, I feel the same before. It's not like I was checking them regularly. No, and it's like when we talk about the whole addiction obsession thing, mm-hmm. I think it's because like it's all tied in with social media because you'll get in a relationship with somebody or you'll start dating someone and then you see your other options out there, which by the way, do not exist.
Yeah, you're romanticizing this perfect relationship that does not exist.
Yeah.
There is no perfect person.
And that's really
especially as I get older.
Yeah, you really start to settle down. You're like, divorce them with children? Sure, make them a convict. I don't care. As long as they take me out, please, for God's sakes, and not be too aggressive. It's like I have weird standards too, because some guys will be way too aggressive and they'll just message you all the time.
Oh yeah, that's a turn
off. And it's just like, hey buddy, like I'm still my own person. I want to make sure that you, if we ever start dating, that you are okay without me.
Yes.
But if you are just coming at me like, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing then? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no. We should plan like one date, have a date. Like I have a date that we planned a date for the date. I'm like, April, blah, blah, blah. See you then. And we haven't talked until then.
So really?
I mean, like just like back and forth, like how's your day going, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like sometimes you just got to do that. Just be like, let's have a date. And then once you have that initial date, then you can start being a little more comfortable with messaging mm-hmm. each other too much. But like dating apps and social media fucked everyone's perspective up because they don't see the other person as a real person anymore. Like it's like, I have guy friends that will like start dating someone and then they'd be like, oh, well, then this really hot girl just added me. And I don't know. She's like kind of been like replying and liking my stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm a hot girl and I reply to like everyone's shit because it's like that's what social media is. But some people read into it so much.
Yeah. She looked at my stories.
Yeah.
Like
I don't even look at who looks at my stories anymore.
No, neither do I.
I used to when I liked someone. Now I'm like, now I have too many followers. It's not worth it. And I'm unhinged. I don't need to see if my crush saw my stories. I'm like, I'm crying. I have acne. Be like, she's so fucking hot. And she's so real. No, it's like it's because they are constantly seeing like available options. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like that scene in Clueless when she's choosing her outfit and she's just doing this thing. That's literally what dating apps are.
Well, that's the one thing that I looked at that I didn't even think about. That was the gamification thing. Gamification or gamification? I'm thinking because it's game. It's gamification. Is like turning like the
or there's gams
or they have big gams. Fat gams. Fat it's probably gams.
They're looking for the best gams.
I think it's gams.
They're looking to reproduce with them gams.
But that's the messed up part is like they made these apps like a game, so it's fun. So then like you just want to keep going and going.
But I not me. I think it's different for people. Because for women, I know, like I went to the singles night when I first moved here. It was at like some bar in Santa Monica. That's the whole reason why I liked having Bumble is like I didn't actually like being on Bumble because I felt like there was way too much pressure. It was like you match with someone, you had 24 hours, you had a message. I'm like, I'm not on here every day.
That's too much.
So if I miss the match and I sign on 2 days later, I can't get that match back unless I pay.
Ew.
So fellas, if you're getting matches on Bumble and they're not messaging you, please know sometimes they just forget. Like, I'm genuinely saying, like, I've had guys be like, I've matched with girls and they forgot to message me. I'm like, yeah, Bumble fucking sucks.
Yeah, maybe she has a life.
Yeah. Maybe she's fucking other guys. But I went to the singles night because I always hear, you know, the majority of my audience is men. Which we talked about when we were looking at our engagement. I was like, I don't know.
A lot of guys
like our shit.
What up, dudes?
Sup, dudes? We're one of you. Anyways. And they're always just like, no, I can never get women to date me, blah, 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 because it's a struggle for everybody. Mm-hmm. But then we went to the singles night. I went with my friend Katie and my roommate. And it was literally like 80% hot girls, like 7 to 10s.
There's so many hot girls.
And a 7 in LA is a 10 everywhere else. Yeah, so it's like every girl there was like, oh my God, I love your outfit. Oh my God, I love your neck. Every girl's so sweet. And then there's just like a sea of gremlins in the back, just like. Like, it literally, I would say, in the tiny room that had, like, 100 people in there, I would say about 80 of them were women, and then the rest were just, like, men it was like being in a club, but for, like, old people. Like, you remember in clubs when the guys would stay in the back waiting for someone to, like, dry hump, you know?
Oh, my God. And your friend in front of you had to tell you if he was hot or not that you were dancing with?
Yeah. Yeah. This was much worse because there was no music. And just hors d'oeuvres. And so I made the initial, like, walked up to a guy who I didn't really find was cute, just to kind of like
break
the ice with these men. And they would just be like, sup? They'd be like, are you from here? He goes, yeah, I live in a colder city.
The
like,
fuck?
Can you fucking talk? Like,
ew, I'd slap him. Yeah. I'd just spit. I'm so angry.
Like, it's like they, and it just made me realize it's like, I think it's just, everyone just got really weird. I went to a singles event before the pandemic and it was so much fun.
Well, I mean, the pandemic really fucked people up.
It really did. I got boobs during the pandemic. I was like, I'm great.
ended a toxic relationship. It wasn't ended a relationship, lost weight, got a better relationship. Sorry if my ex is listening. I loved it too.
Shout out to the exes. None of my exes listen because they all suck. I don't even think any of my exes have social media now that I think about it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I dated some weird country drug addicts. That was my go-to.
Wow.
I haven't had an ex-boyfriend since I was 25 though. And then I had a relationship with a very wonderful human who's no longer with us, unfortunately. And then after that, I've been single and trying to fill that hole in my heart, and that hole is just getting filled with video games. I wish I could fill the hole with dicks. But dicks overanalyze their situations with me and they don't want to have sex with me. I hooked up with a guy and like I thought we would continue. And then he said, I just felt really weird after because it was too comfortable.
Okay.
And he was just like, I have to keep my options open. I was like,
what the fuck?
What you're telling me is that you like me.
You're telling me we were perfect together.
And now you feel weird. So you're going to... You're just okay. Bye.
I mean, I have a friend who's 40 and he doesn't want a relationship. He's like, I'm still having fun hooking up with girls all the time.
How can you do that for so long?
I mean, I don't know. I think that it's...
I've been trying to be a slut, and just trying to be a slut is exhausting. I can't imagine actually being a slut is not exhausting. It's just as exhausting.
Yeah.
I think that's the big problem with dating apps is that they're having fun hooking up with girls or hooking up with men. Sorry, we have to be exclusive to everybody. Because they see how many options are out there. But me, I'm looking at those options like, these options are not good.
The options are really bad.
Yeah. And like, I think especially for men, I don't want to say it because it sounds mean, but it is true that they mature at a much slower rate than we do.
Yeah, that's why we date older. One of the reasons.
Yeah. And also even though psychologically I do not want to have kids at all, I'm still at the point in my life where it's like, my body is telling me you should settle down because you're going to not be hot soon.
As Lisa and I are obsessively going over creams and lasers, I'm like, I will stay young forever.
I got my Botox redone last week and
feeling good.
I felt pretty good, but I actually got acne from the needles. And I was like, no, which is fine. I guess I can't be too perfect. But yeah, like I can't imagine people who are actively going out. Like I meant to talk about this is that I have a friend who's just obsessed with going on dates. Like Not like your friend who's just like hooking up with people. Like yeah. she just loves going on dates. I love going on dates too, but I can only do like maybe a couple a month.
Do you think this is an idea? Maybe not her, but I think people who are obsessed with going on dates have to be a little narcissistic because of the amount you have to talk about yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
But I'm the type of person who's like, I talk about myself so much all the time.
I mean the same thing. On yeah. a date is the exact same yeah. conversation over and over and over and again.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like I talk, like, cause I, my stream is like my place where I can talk about whatever because yeah. no one is responding. So I love going on dates to get to know someone else. But I go on dates with people who are incredibly awkward usually. So or weird. They're like overly douchey. Yeah. LA is very much like, I've noticed this, the dating here versus Seattle is LA's very, Seattle's like cookie cutter dudes, tech bros who work for Amazon. And they, like we said, they all think they know how to dress. Yeah. LA is men that have been single for way too long and they're still hot. And so
they just keep getting hotter.
And I hate them all. And none of them take care of their skin.
It is so unfair.
I went on a hike with a guy like 3 months ago. Shout out if you're listening. And I was like, do you want any SPF? And he goes, oh, no. I was like, yes, you do. And he goes, no. My skin needs the sun. I was like, yeah, your skin needs SPF to protect you from the sun. You forgot a big middle portion of that. And it's like, and of course, beautiful skin. I'm like, fucking.
So messed up. Messed up.
But yeah, and so she just goes on dates. Like, she just loves trying new places and new bars, but she goes on them all the time.
Damn.
And she would always text me, like, I got another one this week. I'm like, this week? Listen, if I really wanted to get a date more often than I do, I could. And I'm aware of that. Like, men will reply to this and be like, well, you're so pretty, you can get a date with anyone. You're right, but I don't want to see be in public with them. But I tried it. Like, I tried the serial dating thing for a while. Like, I went on a new date every week and it was so exhausting. Like, just I would forget people's names. I think I forgot a couple people I've gone on dates names already. There's so many guys in my phone named like Matt Hinge, Brian Hinge, blah, 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 Hinge. No Bumbles, mainly Hinge. Hinge is good.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot less, there's a weird thing where it's like, there's so much pressure to message someone because the whole point is that the app wants to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just gotten more selfish over time. Like with Bumble, you are allowed to rematch with someone you lost a match with because you ran out of the timer for free. Or you could accidentally, like if you accidentally swiped left on someone, you meant to swipe right or whatever the fucking thing is, you could go back for free. Now they charge you. And they don't charge you like a one-time fee. They go, oh, for $17 a month, you can go back and get that person.
$17?
Oh, there's one even worse. See, this is also when I talk about the different dating apps.
Yeah.
So I got accepted onto The League. Have you heard about that one?
No, it sounds like the show about football.
That's what I thought. I was like, was it a fantasy football dating yeah. app?
What is it?
So there's like Raya, which is like the celebrity one.
That Raya won't let her on it. And we got anyone works at Raya, this is fucked up because she should be on it.
Yeah, I've been on the wait list for 2 years now.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, they don't like me. It's fine. I also have like 30 referrals. I'm like, motherfucker, put me on the app. But I also don't want to be on the app because I dated a Raya guy. Shout out to Jackie. That's what she called him. He's a Raya guy. I'm like, what does he mean? He's a guy who looks like he has status, and then you meet up with the person, you realize it's all fake.
I know a guy on Raya, and I was like, if he's on Raya, then I don't want to be on Raya. Like, you're like, I thought that I'm like, my friend Lisa can't get on Raya.
Yeah, right? If she can't get on Raya, you can.
But yeah, it's fake. It reminds me of like The Bachelor. How you're like, oh, if they're on The Bachelor, they must be a good catch. Like, they did their research.
No.
When the bottom says entrepreneur and people back home in their hometowns are like, this loser who's like the bartender on the weekdays. Sorry if that's your job.
I'm an entrepreneur and I don't have a job.
Yeah, it's all right. Sorry.
I'm a professional bullshitter, so I can smell through the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know how many people on dating apps probably think that I'm a millionaire? Just based on like, I have my Game Awards photo with the fucking V thing.
Yeah.
I have my Getty image photo. They're like, oh, this girl. she's fucking balling. And every story is like, hire me for literally anything at this point.
But that's so funny. Seeing your post, and that's exactly what you're doing, right? It's so funny, but it's real though. Yeah, you're not writing
like,
it.
Then like, can I see your Instagram before her first name? Like, absolutely not. I'm just desperate for a job right now. No, I need you to think I make so much money, okay? Anyways, yes. Really, I didn't just dye my own hair with box dye today. Anyway.
It does look good. It looks good.
I actually do use really nice dye, though. But I will say, I do dye my own hair now. So the league is like Raya for rich people. So Raya is for micro celebrities and whatever.
Yeah, social media people. Yeah.
But this one is for rich people. And I know that because my friend's like, she met her boyfriend on there and she was very much like, I just want a sugar daddy, but like someone I'd fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what a dream. And she literally told him that. Like, he matched, he talked for a while, went on their first date. And then as towards seeing each other, she goes, listen, I just got to be honest with you. I don't make enough money for two of us. And what I'm looking for right now is someone who can kind of like take care of me.
Damn. Good for her for being honest.
And he was like, I'll take care of you. Like, I was like, oh.
My God, I just got so wet.
Did he say, wear a choker and a black dress?
And did he get you a hot dog?
Right. Did he get you a $22 hot dog? I'm so laughing about the Looney Tunes thing. She was like, do you want to try it? I was like, sure. So I went on, and this one is fucking wild. So you can only see 5 people a day at 5 p.m.
So at 5 p.m.
They say happy hour. Happy hour, you can see your 5 people, right? And I still have it. I'll show you it too. And the reason why I joined is that they have events on there. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, oh, social meetup at this bar on this That's day. Nice. Or like pickleball meetup, blah, blah, blah. Like, they have all these meetups. I was like, oh, like I want to keep this just for that. But then I looked up how much it cost. I almost want to show you, which I will.
To use the app.
So I have the free version because obviously I'm not going to pay for a fucking dating app. When I get to that point, then I'm just getting surgery. Like, I'm like, you know what? So, if I have to pay for this shit. So if you want a member upgrade, this is fucking crazy. I just want excited. You to read how much it is to upgrade. For the bottom, just read, what is a 3-month membership cost for this app?
$400.
And that's the bottom upgrade. There's tiers.
Holy shit. $400.
Yeah, for the bottom level upgrade.
So I was going to ask, how do they know you have money to be on the app? Like, do they check your bank account, or is it if they can afford $400 a
this
month?
This one is for the best deal, which is 8 guaranteed daily matches, instant match your batch, match anyone from the past, be paired with all stars, verify VIP badge. Like, you just get basically what you should get in a dating app.
Yeah.
Look how much it costs for 1 month. It's on sale, by the way. 37% off.
Oh my God. $2,500. And I like how they break it down for a week to make it sound cheaper. Like, they're like, oh, for a week, if you do this, it's only $1 a week. This is $625 a week. Holy shit.
So you have to be very rich to use that app.
So that's how they weed out people. Is that the only way they weed out?
Yeah, mine is the free version. So it's like, here are the two poorest people on this app you can look at.
When you match with somebody, does it show if he is on the free version or not?
Listen, I'm only matching with VIPs. Honestly, at that point, it's kind of creepy if you're paying that much money, even if you're a millionaire, because what it's saying is that I need every single option. Like, there is a barrier on apps that keep women protected. Like, mm-hmm. I do not want to match with this person. But if you're paying for it, you're like, no, 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 I'm going to make sure I pop up in this woman's algorithm again. It's like, feels like almost like an invasion of privacy after a while. Like, I once, so many, this is why I hate Bumble. I've matched on accident with so many men just from, like, swiping. Like, my finger went the other way. I was like, ah, fuck, right? And I have had, and, like, I feel bad, like, unmatching them immediately. But I've had guys, like, pay money just to keep that match with me for so long. And I was like, okay, buddy, that's a bit much. So yeah. I would unmatch them, and I felt kind of bad after that. And now I just don't care. I'm like, look. Like, if you want to pay money because you want to find the person you want to be with, that's totally fine. But if I did not make an effort to talk to you before, or I've had people find me on Instagram, they'll send me like long DMs about how they, it was easy in Seattle because they'd be like, I just searched Lisa and you were like the only Lisa in Washington. Like, I'm like, that... I guess so. But that was back when I had my Instagram on there. And so now I don't do that because my Instagram is like, here's me doxing my locations every week. You can just show up to a show and kidnap me or murder me.
So scary thinking that.
But yeah, so I saw the league there and I was like, this would be really fun to like hook, like find a nice hookup or something, or maybe go to a nice dinner. But they're going to find out very quickly that I do not have money.
But you will have money. You're a good investment.
I still have money.
Yeah.
For now.
And it's not your fault that the company shut down.
Mm-hmm. I blame that guy. I'm just going to blame the app. I'd be like, look, buddy, if you had spent $2,500 investing in my last job instead of this stupid app, I could have sought a job. $2,500 a month is crazy. Wild. I wish I made $2,500 right? a month. Right? Like,
what you're spending in this is what I just want to make a month.
Like, I won't even pay $7 to use an app. The way we spend money is so funny because, like, I feel like investing in things, here I am saying it's creepy, but at the same time, it's like people spending like $20 a month on an app to invest in their relationship is very healthy. I feel like that's a great way to narrow down matches. So you're not spending hours scrolling and swiping and all that. I'm like, $20 is too much money. Are you kidding me?
If those guys have the money and it's the only app they're on and they're just like, I don't want to, I've had such a bad time on the other apps, then fine, whatever.
If I had money, I would pay to use a better version of Bumble.
Yeah.
I just got rid of Bumble entirely because it felt like, after a while, it feels like they care more about money than finding you matches. Mm. And then I feel like as someone who uses dating apps pretty regularly, it's like, I don't want to feel like you're just throwing shit at me. Or they do the thing where it's like the featured people are the really hot people that you want to hook up with. And then you go on there and they say you have to pay money to match that person.
Ew.
Like that, like if their name is Kyle, I'm like, I'll never see them. But if they have like a really weird name, like I'll just search them on Instagram. I'll find them. And that's what I've done before. I've actually like deleted my apps and I'll find somebody I match with that has like a kind of an odd name. Mm-hmm. And I'll search them on Instagram and I'll creep over their stuff and I'll look whether or not they're worth my time. And then I'll be like, nope, I'm good.
That's smart.
Yeah.
This is weird. One of my best friends, she always finds guys she dates on Facebook. She's done it for like years.
Yes. I know someone who uses Facebook dating.
And it's just like, I don't even think it's like a, they don't have like a dating section, right? They just like,
do have Facebook dating.
Oh, I don't know if she even uses that or she just find like people with mutual friends.
I feel like Facebook dating is like the dating app version of the blanket your mom got you. I feel like it's the TJ Maxx of dating apps.
It's weird.
I feel like just Facebook in general is so invasive to me because before, we're millennials, so it's like we used MySpace, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Facebook was very much like, this is our life.
Yeah.
Instagram is more like what we want people to see. But it's like if I meet someone on Facebook dating, they're going to see every trauma I've been through since 2008.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you can see how puffy my face was back in the day.
Yeah, I don't need them looking at my profile pictures from 2014. Speaking of which, I just listened to some of my old stand-up from 2014.
Oh, I saw that on your story.
I was like, oh my God. You guys thought I was funny?
I have videos for me back like around the same time practicing my set into a mirror.
Oh, that's like serial killer. I love that for
it's
you.
It's pretty bad.
Now I practice my set on stream and it's way worse because people are actually like, what the fuck is she doing?
I actually do it right now. So,
but no, anyways, because we got sidetracked. But yeah, dating app obsession. It's gross. Just honestly, if I could even give people the advice for someone who constantly deletes their dating apps because clearly I have a healthy relationship with them, is that... Don't look at it as all the options you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you honestly, like at this point, if I just match with someone, I'll just go on a date with them. Like, I used to overthink it all the time because it's like, I had Hinge. I had 30 to 40 matches of people who would not message me back.
Ew.
Yeah. And because I just started initiating things. Before I had an ego, I was like, men always have to talk to me first. And then I realized that they're kind of scared. And also, I think everyone now, and the reason why I use the pandemic as like my excuse is because everyone feels like they kind of lost a big part of their life. And now they're trying to make up for it. So it's like they just want things to be easier for them. Mm-hmm. And so I keep that in mind. So I'd be like, I'm just going to message this person, which I have. And they'd be like, oh, my God, thank you for reaching out. I totally did not know what to say to you, or I didn't know how to reach out to you. So don't be scared to reach out to someone. But also, I don't go through and be like, well, I don't want to go on a date with this guy because I match with this guy and this guy is really cute. It's like, is that guy or person talking to you?
Yeah.
No.
Don't get your hopes up.
The person who's talking to you, like, even if you're not really attracted to them or you don't have anything in common, just go on a date with them. Mm-hmm. Like, my best relationship I had, which was my last one, I was not super attracted to him at first, which was really funny. First time we went on a date because we met on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was really because my friend was like, there's a guy here who loves anime and he really wants to meet you. And I was like, have him add me on Facebook. And he was like really cute in all of his photos. And he is super cute. But he messaged me before our date and he goes, I just have to tell you something and I hope it's not a deal breaker. Uh-oh. I was like, oh, no. He goes, I'm bald.
Oh,
I was like, oh, that's very cute. I was like, I know because I've seen your profile picture.
Like, I already talked to your mom.
Buddy, I've been talking to you and your bald profile picture. I know you're bald, but thank you so much for the warning. And like, we went on a date together and he wore a hat and I was like, that's really cute. I think he was so insecure about his bald head. And I'm like, I don't care.
So many men are bald.
Yeah. It's better to be bald than to try to hide being bald.
Yes.
Because there's so many men who just have the bald spot and they try to have full on. I'm like, buddy, just shave it.
They wear a beanie in the summer.
I get you're insecure, but trust me, once it's shaved off, you'll get used to it pretty quickly. And women do not care.
They don't care.
They rub it for good luck. It's like a
Buddha did
like
pretty
a,
well.
It's like a magic ball, you know? It's great.
Will he marry me?
Yeah. Okay, so you have the 3-year dating story. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, so I screenshotted it. So there was, I don't remember how they met, but like these two. Okay, let me get the picture. It was Okay, so there was this couple or this guy and this girl who met on a dating app, and they sent like one sent a message, and then one sent a message like 3 months later. And the other sent a message back 5 months later. And
oh,
they
God.
Did this for 3 years. The back and forth. And they put the funniest excuses every time. So it was like 3 months later, hey, sorry, my phone died. Then, and then it's...
You know what? I respect that. It's like, you're not even trying to bullshit me. You're just bullshitting me.
Yeah.
You're trying to be dishonest. Like, I'm going to make something up. But my phone died is hilarious.
And then a few months later, hey, sorry, I was in the shower. And like a few back and forth. Then another few months later, hey, I really do apologize for just now getting back to you. I've been had a really busy week. Months later. And this was on for 3 years.
Please tell me they're married now.
I didn't look into it, but this
turns out
was...
he's a catfish and a serial killer. I've been really busy murdering other women. How have you been?
But they did, they were put on like the Today Show or something, and they met for the first time like in person on the show, and then they were sent to like Hawaii for their first date or something.
It turns out they have zero chemistry. That would be hilarious. I'm impatient though. That's my big problem. I know where my faults land with dating apps is that I am not patient. I've had matches though where we don't message each other and then they'll like pop up 3 months later and be like, hey, how have you been? Because I do that now because I'm so busy. But once we're in the conversation of meeting up, I'm like, buddy, I'm not going to schedule a date with you in June.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to schedule one for the next couple weeks. Like, right now, I had someone who was messaging me, was like, I would love to see you next week. And I'm like, I'm in Seattle until the 29th. So we have to wait until after I get back. And he was like, okay, I'll follow up with you then. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if we message now and I'd be like, when do you want to get a drink? Be like, June? I'd be like, what the fuck? No. Motherfucker, we live 15 minutes from each other. Yeah. Let's get one right now.
Yeah,
it's
let's
fine.
Go. Meet me in a minute.
But I have acne. So give me like 5 days, actually. I'm on my period. Everything's gross. Like, I also do the thing where it's like I like to plan my date a couple weeks ahead so that I just excessively work out every day until then.
It's like a guy doing push-ups right before a date. Let me get that pump.
I will say dating is a great way to stay in shape for me. Mm. Like, because I'm like, because I've been so obsessed with playing video games for the last 6 months that I was like, oh boy, I don't think I've showered. I don't think my armpits have been shaved in a while. And then it's like, oh fuck, I have a date soon. Oh fuck. The gym.
Time to get the shit together. Hey, have you ever ran into, this happened to me once, where I ran into somebody that ghosted me on a dating app in person at a bar?
Yes. I also ran into a guy, very funny, in Seattle. I went on a date with a guy. We didn't really have much chemistry with each other, which was totally fine. But then the next week, I went on a date with someone, and he was on a date with someone at that bar.
Oh,
and we just pretended
God.
We didn't know each other. And then I was like, I gotta move out of this fucking city.
Oh.
I've also ran into the weirdest. What's even weirder for me is I ran into someone in person before we went on the date together. Like, we scheduled a date together
in
a week from where we're at. And then at the bar, I walked up. I was like, do I know you? And then he was like, oh, my God, yes. And luckily, he wasn't on a date. He was, like, with his friends. But that was really funny. But, yeah, I'm scared now because I feel like living in L.A., everyone's like, L.A.'s so big, you'll never run into people you know. I run into people I know all the fucking time.
Yeah, you still do.
Yeah. That's also why I don't date people who live near me.
Oh,
that's a big one now. Yeah. I have once and that's about it. But now I'm like, no more valley folk.
Yeah, you got to find people that live near the beach.
Yeah. Which is like 4 hours away. No, I don't know. I still have, like, I deleted Bumble. I still have my Hinge and like my other one, my fucking, in the case of some guy from the league is like, you want $1,000 just to exist? I'm like, yes.
Oh my God.
I would love it. I still have them because like I'm so busy and I do have people on there that are very like understanding of that, mm-hmm. because now I'm the one who's in control and I really love that. Before it was me being like, when am I gonna hang out?
Yeah.
But I've had a guy who was messaging back and forth. He sent me a joke that wasn't that funny, and then 2 weeks later he goes, you didn't like that, did you? And I was like, buddy, I'm not gonna lie, I've been playing Helldivers 2 every single night for the last 2 weeks. Your joke is the last thing that's on my mind. And he unmatched me. I was like, that wasn't mean. I could have just said you weren't funny.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so butthurt. A little crybaby.
I don't know if you've had this experience, but telling people you're a comedian on the first date is for men are like, oh, you should roast me.
Ew, ew, ew.
A, I'm not a roast comic, but B, you're gonna have to pay for another drink if you want me to say any jokes
and
to you.
And C, your dick is small.
Yeah, right.
Did you like that? Did you like that?
Yeah, yeah. I got herpes. Is that a joke, huh? I did make fun of a guy because he had a bunch of fake plants in his house, and I said his house looked like a rainforest cafe.
That's a good one.
Wow, we didn't even do the relationship part of this, which is totally fine because we can definitely do that for another episode. But yeah, dating apps. Crazy, right? I did find one story that was very funny.
Okay.
If I can... What the fuck is going on? Hold on, give me a second. Oh, this one was very funny to me, though. So I was looking at the Reddit dating advice, and... I've been finding a lot of people being like, I feel like I'm going nowhere when it comes to relationships. Mm. I feel like my obsession with dating apps is taking over my life. I'm obsessively checking them. I'm not sleeping. But this one's really funny to me because the first line says, I have been single for over 2 years now and it's getting old. I'm like,
oh, boo fucking who?
2 years and they're 26 years old. Baby girl.
I think I found that exact same
girl.
Story.
There's like so many of them. Like, how can I beat my dating app obsession? I'm 24-year-old guy who has been single for 3 years. You fucking, you're babies.
Yeah, they're all young and haven't been single
You're
that
literally
long.
Children. You're children.
And they all say the same thing. They're either A, like they're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
They are obsessed with finding somebody. Or B is like they need to find themselves type of thing. Like trying to use this to distract from like their personal life.
Or C, they really just want a free drink sometimes. I love using I love it now because I'm new here. It's a good excuse to be like, I'm new. I want to see new bars and new stuff.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But they also know that. So they don't want to take me out.
No.
They're like, I want to find someone I can be with, not someone who just wants a Negroni. That's why Negroni I had to lead them. It's also like a sign to saying, if none of these people are messaging back and none of these people are asking me out, it's a sign that I just should just work on my own shit.
You're busy.
I'm busy being unemployed.
Okay? And you're out there. You're going to meet someone.
Yeah, you know, maybe in San Diego.
Oh.
Tomorrow. Oh. After my show, I'll just have a big old millionaire swoop me up and be like, I loved your joke about Pokemon. Would you want to be my wife sometime? I don't know. The marriage thing, too. There's so many weird factors. Like, I think... now with millennials especially, like, you've heard of, we talked about this, how Gen Z's not having sex or whatever. I think with millennials, it's like, we don't have money and we haven't settled down in our own lives. Like, everyone is constantly becoming unemployed. No one can afford their own house. No one can really have time to take care of themselves. Like, I'm just now getting back into exercising every day, but I had to take like almost all of this month and last month, because I was traveling so much for gigs.
It's so hard.
And then streaming on top of that, and then spending all my days like networking and trying to do jobs and applying for jobs. And I'm like, I still have so much on my plate that I haven't done. Like, when am I ever going to put dating into this?
I don't know.
Like, my dates are I've done streaming at 8 p.m. and then I have a show right after. I'll get out at 9:30. Is 9:30 too late to go on a date with you? Well, I work a day job, unlike you, bitch. So, yes, because I'm 37 and I go to bed at a normal time. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
You just have to find somebody with also a nightlife life.
Yeah.
But that's not a DJ.
Date a comedian. Oh, my God. You didn't see my new TikTok, did you?
No.
Good.
Is it a
dating one? The comedian one?
No.
I just like did like a little rant because I had this conversation with somebody about dating people in comedy, and they were like, well, I'd never date someone who was an open micer or someone who was new to comedy.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get, you know, but I also don't agree with it. So what I said was like, I hate it when people say that. Like, it should not matter how many years someone has done comedy. You should just not date anyone who does comedy. We're terrible people. Yeah. Don't date anyone who does comedy. Very, very small percentages of relationships work out in comedy. So congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah, we really love it. This is a great episode.
Yay. Yay.
I can't believe we talked about my sad dating app history for a whole hour. Yeah. I kind of want to leave in all the technical mishaps because that was really funny, but we'll see.
I think we should. Who cares?
There's no cat today. I'm sad.
I know, but the cat was very distracting.
It was. You just need to get a new one.
Nope, I do not want a cat.
You do not want a cat.
I do not want any animals.
That's a great way to know whether you want kids is like cat or dog sit for someone. Yeah. Be like, do I want to take care of something that isn't me?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, taking
care of me is a full-time job.
Me, I take care of my cats and not me. That's it.
That's the problem.
I make sure my cats shit regularly and I'm like, I haven't shit in 7 days. But anyways, thank you so much for today's episode. And I'm glad that we have something on Patreon now.
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll have something on in the next few weeks, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you love us, please, we are slowly growing. You know, we're at a point now where we're like, we really got to start reaching out to sponsorships and whatnot. Yep. So just sharing our podcast, everyone, and coming up with things that you want us to talk about. Anything that you would like to see, you want us to get money is what you want. So,
and for the Patreon, we will do this if you send in your thing to our email below, we will put that on the Patreon and talk about your obsession and your stories. But we just need you guys to send them in.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.